But I'm joined by two lovely ladies in the studio. One is Jill and the other one is Penelope. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Cool, man. So nice to have them. I was fortunate enough to bump into Jill this morning at the coffee shop. So we had a little bit of a brief. Jill's a little bit on the nervous side. We're going to get her at ease nice and quickly and get her into a stride as quick as possible. So they are here today to talk about youth and outreach and as our ongoing discussion with Rotary. Rotary's been great. We've had lots of people in the studio over the last couple of months, and this is the next phase of it. But before we get into the nuts and bolts, Joel, tell us a little bit about you. How long you been in Hoedspruit? How long you been a Rotarian? What makes you tick every day of the week?
Right. So I have been in Hoedspruit nearly 9 years, and we came from Johannesburg. My original old job was in a research and development unit at Wits University. It was called RADMAST, which stands for Research and Development into Maths and Science Technology Education. So,
sure, that's a long title.
Yeah. So I actually used to work in the community through Wits, and I used to invigilate in Acorn Hook for many years.
Okay.
And 1 year we came and we actually looked at a house in Hoedspruit. Too soon, 2 years too soon, and bought that weekend.
Okay.
And now we're here.
Well, fantastic.
That's how it works.
And I hear you've been with Rotary a long time.
Yes, I started, when I arrived in town, I needed to find something that linked me into the community. Okay. And I had time to give back.
Okay.
So I started.
So you've been a Rotarian all the time that you lived in Hoedspruit. You weren't one before.
No.
So you've been very much part and parcel of the growth of the Hoedspruit Rotary Club.
Yes, it was a new club, and I was one of the members that joined after it had been established.
Okay, and in terms of your portfolio in Rotary, you very much look after the kids and the outreach and that sort of stuff.
I'm also the secretary.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yes, so last year I held the portfolio of youth.
Okay.
And I actually formed a very big committee because I needed a lot of assistance, which is why Penelope's with me today.
Okay. So, yeah, I will tell you that you can see Jill's the secretary got really detailed notes for today's meeting, which is great. Penelope, also great to have you on board. Tell us a little bit about you. I also know you're from a business called Seeds of Light. Give us a little bit about who you are and Seeds of Light just so our listeners have an idea who we're chatting to.
Hi, everyone. So I started visiting Hoedspruit about 7 years ago because Seeds of Light needed some help with admin and ended up moving here about 5 years ago. I then came across Rotary through the NGO because Rotary was providing us with so many good opportunities for the communities that we worked in. Last year, I decided to volunteer and try and help with the K2C project and ended up joining in September last year. So okay. I'm fresh and new, and we'll see how long I can keep this relationship going.
And tell us a little bit about Seeds of Light.
Seeds of Light is a community development project that operates in Acorn Hook in Mpumalanga. We work with everything from four-year-olds through to the elderly. At the moment, we've established orphan drop-in centers and work with about 150 children offering art empowerment through our Saturday Girls program, which is teaching the young ladies how to establish themselves in the education system and in life. We also provide reading and literacy. We support other partners with permaculture and food parcels and all kinds of things depending what's needed. We're very tiny, but we're extremely effective. And because we're community driven, we seem to have established a sustainable model.
Fantastic. Always good to see you, and always good to see sustainable models. We were involved with a creche for Mandela Day with a whole bunch of partners. Mm. And when they asked us as the radio to get involved, our first question was, we don't want to just do it for Mandela Day. It's got to be sustainable. You know, and forever for us, we get hundreds through the door here. It's about sustainability, and I think that's so well done. Just moving a little bit away from that, because we're going to touch on that a little bit later in the show, but one of the things that when we spoke to Rotary about bringing Rotary in and sharing Rotary was was how to grow Rotary, because Hoedspruit Rotary, they wanted to grow it, they want more members. It's always difficult. People go, oh, Rotary. So it's great today, before we get into the real nuts and bolts, is you've been in Rotary a long time, you've been in Rotary a short time. Why should someone join Rotary at all?
Well, you know, it's about the community. I feel Rotary is a community within a community. So when we meet, it really, you feel like you're at home, you have support, and people are interested in you. They really are. And if you are a person that likes to serve and you don't know how to do it,
yeah,
it's an amazing way to start finding opportunities to do exactly that.
Okay. And from your side, Penelope?
I was totally intimidated by things like Lions and Rotary until I realized that no job is too small and everyone needs somewhere clean, somewhere well looked after. You need a friend you can talk to. You need someone who you can at least bounce ideas off. And the members of Rotary are so diverse and have come through various stages of life experience, if nothing else. It's not just finances. It's any little thing you do. Do you know what? You could probably be helping someone by doing that. And when I realized I could just help in any way I could and then eventually find my niche, I then decided to join.
Fantastic. So I think one of the big things about Rotary is it's about friendship, it's about camaraderie, but at the same time, it's all that for means of a goal in terms of actually doing good. So you know, you can join a book club and you can join a supper club and you can do all of those things, but that's where it ends.
Yeah.
Where Rotary is that little bit more because you're doing it for the good.
Rotary is actually an international body, and what's really nice is that you can get a lot of money from another country or a number of Rotarian clubs that will join together if they're really passionate about your particular project. And I think we've done that now with a number of clubs.
Yeah, well, I know your eye thing that you're doing with, and you've got money from overseas, and
it
really
Welsh
is good. And
mm-hmm.
Welsh, and you know, I think one of the nice things is your Hoedspruit is a really active Rotary, and that would obviously encourage other Rotaries that are active to get involved. I mean, if you're just going through the motions, then you know what's the point? Then you might as well belong to a book club, eh? Okay, we're going to take a short break. As I say, I met Jill this morning and she asked me to play a song, and I might have got it wrong, but we're back. I really, really messed that up. Jill told me the story this morning and I must have had my mind in the gutter because I got that totally wrong, but you enjoyed the song anyway, didn't you, Jill?
It was great. Just love
at least
voice.
I tried. I mean, it was like, you got to have A for effort. I at least gave it a bash. Okay, let's get into nuts and bolts. We're going to talk about some youth and some outreach, and we're going to start with the Cora Camp. Give us a little bit of background, Jill, and a little bit about Cora Camp.
So Cora Camp, I heard through Rhino Revolution. I have a feeling that many of the NGOs are linked in some way, and there are commonalities between us. And I heard that they were now sending young people from very disadvantaged areas, Bushbuck Ridge, etc., to a camp whereby these children who had never been in the reserve had never seen a rhino, and Rhino Revolution was all about rhinos. And it was very hard to help people adjust to caring about animals if they've never seen them. So this was one of my pet interests, and then I managed to persuade the club to set some money aside, and we approached Seeds of Light and said, do you have any candidates that you think are suitable? And we managed to get 10 young people to go to Cora Camp, and they camped for 2 nights, I think it was. And I believe they had a life-changing experience. And I'd like Penelope to maybe give you the results from
cool.
that camp.
Awesome.
So I interviewed our candidates. They are from our senior art group that meet on Fridays, and they're from Akonhoek, specifically from Rooibekklagte A. And I asked them when they came back how much they loved it, and they said, yes, we do, we want to stay there. And I said, but you live in the bush. How can we going to the bush help you if you already live in the bush? And they said, no, it's very different. There are trees. We felt welcome and safe the minute we stepped off the truck. There's so much diversity. The air is clean. And that was the first 15 minutes of their experience. They had to do a whole lot of things which are too numerous to go through now. However, the biggest thing that I've seen in terms of what's happened since the Koru camp is evidence that their self-confidence is extremely high now. They know that they can do something. They've experienced something not many people get to experience, but because they've taken it on board, even their artwork has improved just because they now have truly committed to themselves. They take it home, they practice on their artwork, they're sharing their experience with other children in their school. And it was just a weekend away, something we might save money and do, but you don't understand how much impact something has until you try it, and the timing was right and the kids were right. And it was literally a life-changing experience, and I'm very humbled to the Koru camp for managing to achieve that, because there's so many ideas that people have about going to a camp or being treated to something, and to be able to come back with a feedback after that to that extent is rare.
Yeah, I've heard a story, and I do some work for the Sabi Sands, Axel Sabi Sand, the game reserve, and they had a story of a kid who was asked to draw a lion, and they drew a lion like they see in pictures and TV. They'd never actually seen a lion, and then taking them into the bush, showing them lions, and then asking them to actually now draw a lion. The change is mind-blowing, and I think you know, that's good. Now on that subject, is Koru camp going to become a regular, or is it a once-off, or are you guys looking at doing something else?
Well, if we have much to say, we would like it to become a regular.
Okay. Sure. So, yeah. Okay, so it is something that you're going to try and put onto the calendar of events, for want of a better word.
Absolutely.
It does sound really great, and well done on the initiative. And I think the more. I mean, it's all about money and all about funding. The more money and more funding people have, and you know, and that's why I wrote your work. So yeah, if you want to talk more about that, we'll give you some details afterwards on how you're getting involved. Okay, we're moving along from Koru camp. We're moving to the outreach program, and there's obviously a big initiative with. I'm going to start with the Southern Cross schools. Jill, you want to give us some overview of that?
Yes, so we work with a number of creches, and I think you've had some information on those with other interviews. But this is a special outreach whereby Southern Cross joins us, and they have a commitment to the community as well. And they come to some of the creches. Last year they came and they visited, and they brought this amazing little car that was all wooden. And they donated it to one of the creches, and they were hoping to have a car each for each of the creches, but I don't think they've achieved that yet. The year before, they've brought toy boxes, and on the sides of the toy boxes, they've got games, educational games, and inside the boxes were very simple toys that were made from cans and bottles and, you know, recyclable type of things. And now they've become very interested in feeding the community, so last year, Mandela's Day, they went through and made lots and lots of sandwiches. And this year, just last week, I took through very large pots of pup and beans. And might I add, the beans slopped into my car, which was a bit of a mess. But nevertheless, we got it to a large number of little people that were queuing up with their little lunchboxes.
Amazing,
and this is a daily event. And this happens at one of our Rotarians' gardens, a vegetable garden, and he has opened up a kitchen.
Oh, fantastic.
For very disadvantaged children.
Fantastic. And then obviously linked to that is obviously your Saturday Girl Literacy Outreach Program.
No,
separate.
It's a separate thing.
So you want to touch on that?
How I met Rotarians was a group of about six or seven Rotarians came through to our Saturday Girls group, and because they are native English speakers, we divided the girls into smaller groups, and each Rotarian just sat with them and read with them and helped them with pronunciation and also modeling what speaking English should sound like. And it shouldn't be wooden and awful, it should be smooth and fun, and depending on which Rotarian you got depends on how those girls now speak English. And then we were privileged that Hazel and her husband Alan also assessed the ladies and helped them pick books that are at the right level for them and gave suggestions on pronunciation and how to really approach literacy. Because if you can learn to read and really enjoy it, then you can read to learn.
100%. Now I'm going into uncharted territory now, to shoot me down. But do you guys not do a Saturday Girls thing on sewing as well? Isn't there a sewing thing that they also do with girls on a Saturday? Maybe I got it wrong. I see Jill's going to correct me.
No, that was. It was pre-COVID, actually.
Pre-COVID,
yes.
Okay.
But there's still a group of ladies that were trained. So the concept was train adults to work with the kids.
Yeah.
And these adults have done so well that they are opening their own little centres.
Okay.
I think that's for another interview.
Yeah, I know we've had that interview. I just couldn't remember the tail end of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the literacy side of it. One of the things was I was never a Dolly Parton fan. I don't know if you know the story of Dolly Parton, you know, the country singer. But she has contributed like over 2 million books in her time for people with literacy problems, and that's her legacy. And you know, ever since I heard that story, I now play Dolly Parton on the radio, you know, because it's, you know, it's such a good thing. And I think literacy is such a big thing. And you know, as you say, it's like going on the camp and understanding what a line looks like to draw it. If you can read about it and you start to understand, and the world becomes more of an oyster to you, I suppose.
And things like travel. So Rotary donated a book and a glossy magazine to each girl.
Okay.
And they still sit and they'll write in their journals, and then you'll see they write, oh, I was looking through my magazine and I saw this picture and I was imagining what would it be like if I could do this or do that. So it's already opened their world a little bit. So coming from rural, you're never sure what access they have to information. That's not, some of them don't even have TVs, never mind cell
100%.
Phones. So it's changed them a lot.
Okay, cool. We're gonna take a short break, and we're gonna go to news in a short minute, but before we do that let's pay some rent. Back on air. Okay, we're back from news, and we're gonna move a little bit swiftly along in terms of looking at some of the other opportunities. My computer just went into sleep mode. Let's talk about Rotary's youth programs.
Yes, so these are more on the official side of Rotary. So these are programs that are international in every country within the countries that are with Rotary. And we are not doing them all, but we do one which is called RILA. And that is the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. We actually approach schools or different NGOs and ask them to select youngsters, young people, that they believe are going to be leaders or have leadership qualities, either as an extrovert or an introvert. You can be a leader if you're an introvert. And these people are selected, and we ensure that they get to these camps. So if they come from a very disadvantaged place, we ensure they have the clothing, the toothbrushes, the whatever is required, the shoes, the socks, the shorts, and then we take them to a camp in Mahubuskloof. It's called Warriors, and they are there from Thursday to Sunday, and they experience leadership exercises, outings. I don't really know what happens on camp. I think sometimes it's what happens on camp, you stays
on camp.
Yeah,
what goes on tour stays on tour.
Stays on tour.
I've read that story before.
And they learn a lot of leadership things, and also how to be in solitude, especially how to work in pairs and how to work in teams and how to cope with extreme weather.
Cool. Anything else you want to add on that, Penelope?
We have been privileged as Seeds of Light to send two or three girls that have graduated through our program, so they're now in grade 10, 11, or 12, and they go to, their feedback from coming back from a RILA camp is that they can now know how to overcome challenges. So some of them have fears of heights or fear of water or fear of speaking publicly. When the ladies come back, they're different ladies. We have presented two or three times to Rotary now. They'll come and address a meeting and just give us some feedback as to how they did at the camp. And they confidently stand there like different women, now young women, who can confidently talk to a crowd, interact with people they don't know. And at school, we get feedback that they now become leaders in their class and sometimes go on to be head girl.
And I've seen the notes you provided, yeah, but something that I remember from our school years was obviously Rotary Exchange, exchange students that went out. Is that still something that, that Hoedspruit is involved in?
Well, we're not involved in yet.
Okay.
It is on the back burner. It really is something that, as Rotarians, we don't fund. It's so you have to find parents. And being an exchange, it's exactly that. So, you know, you will find an individual, be it will move from our country to another country, either long-term or short-term. And all of those costs are incurred by the families involved. Okay.
So we currently don't have anyone on exchange or in exchange.
Not
in
yet. Okay. It
would be really nice if you do, please
we
remember
have
us.
Been approached.
Okay. It would be nice if you do, because as I said to you earlier before, my dad was a Rotarian, and he had a girls' day with her from one of the strange places. I can't remember where, but still to the day they phone and talk and all sorts of things. So it really is a nice opportunity. And then lastly, funding and donations, obviously always important, always a big part of it. So talk us through funding and donations, and talk us about how people can obviously get involved with that as well.
So one of our funding activities is a bookstall. We get donations of many, many books. It's also just to say, hi guys, we are out here. We are Rotarians. Stop by, chat to us, and ask us about Rotary, and we'll follow up with you. But then again, in the selling, it's very social. We chat to everybody we can because we just are social bunnies. And then the money that we get, which is donated, some people give large sums of money. Others say, well, what is the price of the book? And you say, it's a donation. It's a bit of a tricky one, that one. And then that goes towards literacy programs that we have running. And we've collected blankets there, which you're part of. You advertise that. Those blankets were delivered today. And
oh, awesome.
Yes, they were spread out to, I think, 3 different creches today.
Oh, fantastic. Always nice to do that. So if someone has books to donate, the best place is obviously to come to the market with your books, because you're there.
We're there.
Be able to do that. But guys, Hoedspruit Rotary has a really good, cool website. And being in the digital game, I really like their website. It's a great website. It's hoedspruitrotary.org.za. It's got all the details on how to get involved, what they're up to, who to talk to, when they meet, what they do. It really is a cool website, and it's got some great stuff on it. So reach out. There is a contact number there on the website, who obviously goes to the secretary probably, but I don't know where it goes, but it goes to someone. It'll answer you. You can also send an email. You can follow them on Facebook. Before we go individually, anything you'd like to add, Joel?
I think maybe I just hadn't included that our funding also comes from the K2C. So this is our cycle tour, which is actually happening next weekend, the 2nd and the 3rd.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the photographer's vehicle, I believe. Yeah, I'm committed to the whole day of interviewing and being part of it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
And then we cycle through Timbavati, Thorny Bush, and Kapama.
Crazy.
Nearly over 100 kilometers, and our target is 100 riders, and I think we're 93.
Oh, awesome. So still 7 places left.
Yep.
Come on, guys. Get onto the website. There is a website, ktccycletour.co.za. Come on, let's get those extra 7 riders. It's 100 riders. It's a great day. You stop for breakfast. You stop for lunch. You're probably in the most richest real estate in the world, and diverse real estate in the world. You don't get that opportunity ever. So it's ktccycletour.co.za, or you can jump on their website. Penelope, anything in closing from yourself?
Yes, just to say thank you to everyone who's ever contributed to Rotary, and to those of you that want to help somehow or somewhere, consider Rotary. And nothing is too small. Because of our contacts throughout various communities, we can find a home for whatever you want to contribute. and we really, really appreciate all the support that Hoedspruit has always given us.
Yeah, and Hoedspruit is a very special community. So I know Hoedspruit we give everywhere, but support Rotary, they're a great bunch of people. We've had a lot of them in the studio every month, and we look forward to continuing it. We look forward to continue to work together as a community radio station to help and endorse. And just so that you know, they do meet every Thursday at Keystone Cafe. Every second Thursday, I lie, alternate Thursday, but I wouldn't just arrive. I get hold of someone, talk to someone, and find out how to do it. Ladies, well done. Thank you very much for the effort you
Thank
do.
You.
Kudos to you for making the time, not just to be part of a social club, but to make a difference.